You're listening to Vatican Radio. Both Catholic and secular media continue to react to the lengthy personal interview that Pope Francis gave last week. The interview, published in Jesuit magazines worldwide, gives new insight into the Argentinian pontiff's Jesuit background and his vision for a more open, inclusive and welcoming church. The publication is the result of three private meetings that the Pope held with the head of the Italian Jesuit magazine, La Civiltà Cattolica, Father Antonio Spadaro, in August at the Santa Marta Guesthouse here in the Vatican. I caught up with Father Antonio to find out more about the unique experience of sitting down for an exclusive interview with the Pope.
Well, the interview with the Pope was kind of a spiritual experience for me. He went very deep. We talk in a very simple way. He's a very simple man, very humble and very open. I felt the authority of this man. I felt that he was the Pope, but at the same time, I didn't feel any distance. We had three meetings. We start to talk, and then the 2 hours flew away. He had another appointment, so he said to me, "Can you come back again?" I said, "Of course." And so we had 2 hours again, and then in the third day, another 2 hours, also for reviewing the text. So he's very open. He said, "I'm very open to you. I mean, I'm going to say what I really think about your questions." And that was true. He was completely open, even when he talked about his faults. But he said, "I am a son of the church, so we have to be very careful," because he got a vision of the church. So he's trying to communicate a vision of tenderness. He used a word that doesn't exist in Italian and Spanish, misericordiando. I don't know how can I translate it in English, but anyway, this is the attitude of the church, to be able to stay with people who are bounded in soul and body also. And so we have to live in the frontiers. And this is what the Pope cares about. This is the core of his message. So it doesn't matter if you are very far from the church or if you are not living as the church says. But the important thing is that the church can reach you where you are, exactly in that place. So from that point, but it's just a starting point, you can grow up in the faith. All the categories the Vaticanists had since this time are completely false. After talking with him, I realized that he's kind of a vulcano. I even told him that. And so we have to change completely our categories. We can't talk anymore about conservatives and progressives. You know, it's without meaning to talk about that. So usually we think that the Pope wants to go from the point A to the point B. And we think that he has clear ideas in his mind. No, it's not this way. I mean, he walks from the starting point A, but he's listening. He's listening because he's a very spiritual person. So he prays a lot, and his eyes are very open to the world. So it's a process, long process of discernment. So I have no idea where he wants to go, and probably he's trying to understand what's the will of God for our church.
Many of the issues that the Pope talks about in this interview, he has already touched on, for example, on the plane coming back from Rio. What really struck you as the novelty of this interview? What struck you most about his words?
Well, I felt every single minute I spent with him as a surprise. So it's very hard for me to just single out one experience or one phrase. I liked a lot the images he used. For example, the church as an hospital and in a camp of war, because I think it's the real image he likes to use and the real image he has in his mind. And so the church is for people who needs message of salvation, and this is the gospel. So this is the huge image I have still in my mind, and it's a very good point of meditation for all of us.
He also talked to you a lot about Jesuit, being
Jesuit,
what that means. What did you learn from this experience?
Oh, too many things. I can't answer to this question because it's very personal. But again, the image I had in my mind after talking with them was the Society of Jesus as centered in Christ. So he said the Society of Jesus has to be not self-centered, but centered in God. So I said to some other Jesuit friends that I made twice my retreat, spiritual retreat this year, once in Wales, in San Benos, and the other one talking with the Pope in these 3 days.
Thanks there to Father Antonio Spadaro, director of the Italian Jesuit magazine La Civiltà Cattolica.